The study looked at 4 years of state reading and math test data for eighth graders in Wisconsin and 25 other states that serve large populations of American Indian and Alaska Native students. The results showed that in most of those states, all students showed achievement gains. But while Native students generally still trailed non-Native students, in most of the states studied, including Wisconsin, the achievement gap closed. Senior researcher Dawn McAtee is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians in Michigan. McAtee says the reducing of the gap should be kept in context.
The gap is narrowing slightly, but the American Indian kids are not catching up to the point where they will surpass the white kids or even get up to the other groups. In some states they have, but in most states there still is a gap. And it's still definitely an area of concern.
The study results come as President Obama is looking at reauthorizing the No Child Left Behind law that passed during the Bush administration. Speaking yesterday at the National Indian Education Association conference in Milwaukee, U.S. Education Department Special Assistant Jose Rico promised that the law could be adjusted to help Native American students.
This administration is very open to that. And we are really looking at changing the way these funds are being disseminated.
The No Child Left Behind law requires that all students reach proficiency in reading and math by 5 years from now. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.